Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is?
It's another podcast. It's another podcast.
Joe and Micah. Joe and Micah. It's another podcast.
This is another podcast. I'm your host, Joe Feldman.
And I'm Micah Sternberg.
And today we welcome the TV Screams, Joey Dundale, Steph Cook.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's going on?
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves so our audience can get used to your voice?
I'm Steph Cook.
Hi, I'm Joey Dundale.
And together you're the
TV Screams.
It's so pleasing when people say their group name together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do a lot of,
we do a lot of
talking at the same time.
Talking at the same time.
How did you guys become a duo?
Well, we were originally
a trio. Oh, yeah. We were a trio.
With Clayton Mardison.
Hard feeling?
$1,000.
Well, yeah. We originally were a improv group, and then we were a sketch group, and then we just stopped doing stuff. And so when we split, you know, I was like, I'm going to do my own project.
Yeah, and it was a real violent split.
Yeah, it's pretty clean that we saw on top of
him. He ran into the arms of Mike Classic.
Yeah. So I was going to do a one-person show. I was going to have Steph direct it. But then Steph was just like, why can't I be in it?
Great directing, Steph. I could actually do that better.
Wait, but tell them the name of the show.
Oh, what was it called?
Fat Dog Parade.
Joey Dundale's Fat Dog Parade was, I think, what it was called. And it was all about, I don't know, there's a fat dog parade. And then,
but it was like an obese person dressed up as a dog?
Yeah, a certain obese person. But I didn't come on here to talk mess, okay?
We're having a no-beef podcast.
Yeah, it's an obese person we all know. That was the idea. We didn't ask
him. Like a celebrity or something?
No, not a celebrity. He's like a Chicago celebrity.
Oh, no. Steph hates this.
Who was it?
No. I ain't talking beef, dude.
All right.
No, don't
talk,
say
come
it.
Come on here, talk beef.
Not nice.
Were they in the bit?
No, we were going to... I think I was going to ask him. It was a certain person, and the joke was that they're fat, and I was gonna ask them to be in it.
And I was gonna
explain that I was like, listen, this bit is just that you're fat. Well, will you do it?
Do you think they would have done it?
I think they might probably would have.
Excuse me, I can do this fat dog parade better.
Anyway,
can I be in it?
Is that how you reined it in, Steph?
Yeah. I was like, let me do this fat dog parade. Like, let me put on some dog ears and parade around. And then I did.
And then it happened.
And now you're the TV Screams.
Now
you guys
TV
have a director
Screams.
For your show?
Yeah, our director is Jared Jeffries.
Oh, cool.
Does he try to insert himself into your sketches?
Yes, he is.
He is in a few
sketches.
Of them.
He is. Back to a trio.
Yeah, Jared is kind of part of the group. How did we decide that Jared was going to direct it?
I know, like, I saw Farrell's show back at CIC. And it was really good, and it was really well directed as well. And I was like, so we're trying to think of directors.
Yeah. Jared directed that.
Yeah, and yeah. Also I remember...
The new one's really great, too.
Yeah, it's really good.
After, we did a $1,000 show once at I.O., and Jared, like, flipped out after it, like, he liked it a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember at that point us being like, oh, we should give this guy, he really likes us a bunch.
And he used you guys in his Sketchfest show, too.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
And also, it's just like, I love Jeffries so much.
Yeah.
Which is his group with Jeff Rooks. And I was like, this guy has got, you know, he's got a similar aesthetic that we have.
How'd you describe that aesthetic?
You know, off the wall, you know, looking in the mirror.
Thriller.
holding the mirror up to comedy, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's really dumb.
Yeah, real
We did dumb. Want it to be, like, as funny as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Also, what we think is really funny is really the dumbest things you can think of.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you have similar, like, similar senses of humor? Like, you improvise the same way, or do you think, like, your differences are what makes you?
I don't think we improvise the same way, but I do think we...
I think we have a sort of similar sort of humor.
We have I found similar rapport.
It's, you know, for some reason easy for, like, to write with stuff for me. I don't know what it is, but it's just like when we get together, ideas come easily.
What's your writing, like, tradition? What's your process?
We usually, like, meet at a coffee shop or something.
Which one?
We used to meet at Noble Tree, but I think it's closed now.
It is?
Yeah, it was closed for a while.
And then Gary Richardson was like, yeah, it's closed for good.
Gary is the person to ask for about any news on a coffee shop.
Yeah, he knows all
and where
about
to get
all
a loose tea. Loose tea, leave tea.
Gary, you know, and to talk about Gary for a second.
Your roommate?
He always surprises me with, like, he's always, like, doing new age stuff or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like hot yoga or something, taking clown classes.
Hot yoga's fun, though.
Yeah.
It's great.
Sounds too hot.
Almost fainted really once hot. In a hot yoga class.
It happens. I feel like you reach that point.
I had to, like, go in a child's pose for, like, 15 minutes.
That's okay. That's not embarrassing. There's always one farter in those classes.
Oh, yeah.
Always one farter.
Oof.
I worked at the Chicago School of Hot Yoga for, like, 2 months.
Really?
I didn't get paid, but I got free yoga classes. But there's always one farter in that hot room.
Yep.
My girlfriend's a yoga instructor, and she wanted jokes for her yoga class. I told her, if anyone farts in the class, just claim it.
That's awesome. I like that she wanted jokes for the class.
I know.
That's awesome.
And so she had, like, Dan. So, like, Dan Gordon was like, oh, I'll write you some jokes. And he, like, wrote her some jokes. And they were, like, pretty rough. And then she, like, tried them and, like, nobody laughed. Because you're not in the
you're
mood to laugh
in, that
in
mood.
A yoga class.
Yeah. You know, I've been doing this pretty sweet joke where it goes kind of like this. and notice I'm going to be the person making the fart noise.
Okay.
Like, Steffa, you just farted. Could you stand away from me? It's a pretty stinky fart. So it's just making a fart noise in your mouth and then blaming it on someone.
The inventor of that joke. Joey Dundale.
You just held up a mirror to other fart jokes.
Yeah. Look yourself in the mirror, fart jokes. You ain't got this.
Can I tell one fart story about you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We did a Seligman show at the Upstairs Gallery, like, 2 years ago, and during the show, someone let out this fart at this total silent moment, and, like, I don't even think we acknowledged it. We just, like, kept going, and then I was talking about it to Micah, like, a week later, and he was like, that was me! That was my fart!
It was me.
I claimed it a week later.
But I was going to claim it and ruin the show.
That was nice of you.
I was in a show with Devin and Gary... And Gary was, like, supposed to be, like, fucking me up the ass. And I farted.
Was it audible?
It was just audible.
Was it, you think, like, your actual a nervous reaction?
I don't know. I was just, like, in a weird position, like, with my legs up like this. And just squeezed the fart out of me. Aww. And I'm not sure. I might have, like, I think immediately on stage was just, like, I farted. Like, owned up to it. But I think only the front row could hear it / smell it.
Oh, no. Oh, brother. So you guys you're doing your sketch show right now at I.O.
Mm-hmm.
For how many more weeks?
2 more weeks.
Oh, boy.
Just 2.
We got to get it up soon.
Probably 1 by the
midnight.
Time. Yeah, Saturday's at midnight.
In April?
Yes.
How do you go about getting a run at I.O.?
You bug Mike Balzer.
Yeah, we applied and then we just talked to him.
Yeah,
because we didn't hear back on our application.
Yeah,
and so we're like, well,
so we're like,
we'll
hey, did you see that application? And he was like, oh, maybe. So they were talking to him, like, hey, come on, give us a run.
Yeah,
and he was like, yeah, okay.
We told him a little bit about it, and he was like, yeah, I like this. I like this. Sounds good. All right, I'll see if I can get you a slot.
Do you guys have a Herald team open for you?
No.
It's just you guys?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is good because we always start at like 12:30.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You can't get those Cupid people
Cupid
out of there by
ends
midnight,
at 12:05.
Dude, oh, like, I know it always runs over because those Cupid people are dying.
Ooh, that crowd is packed and they are loving it.
I've actually never seen that show.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Yeah, I've seen
the end of it.
Yeah, which like I guess I should. They don't really like people to be in there, so maybe I shouldn't have seen any of it.
You're not supposed
maybe you're worried
to
that.
That
you're like getting too comfortable yeah. at yeah, I.O. walking into other people's stuff. That.
Oh yeah, I've gotten kind really used of, to like yeah. just walking behind the yeah. stage. And
is that disrespectful? Is that like getting too comfortable at a place?
I try to do it like so quietly. Yeah. Like
I have the. My opinion is that it's disrespectful to tell me not to do that.
Well,
because
cool.
I've been there for 2.5 years, okay?
Yeah, you put in your time.
You're an old vet.
I'm an old vet now.
Is your picture on the wall?
I think so. Yeah, it is.
It is?
Mike Myers.
Oh, same guy.
Same guy.
Oh, yeah, this is Mike Myers.
I'm Mike Myers.
And I'm Amy Poehler.
Come see oh, yeah. Austin Powers featuring TV Screams.
Yeah, and watch Parks and Rec Love Guru. TV Screams. Yeah, Love Guru.
Did anyone see that?
I did not. Someone would just
Love Guru.
Some people would be like, "That movie was terrible." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I didn't even have to see it to know it was terrible."
Guys, isn't Justin Timberlake in that movie?
Someone recently,
yes.
Someone recently mentioned that movie, and then my girlfriend was like, "Oh," and like mentioned a joke from it, like. Seemingly kind of like
she saw it multiple times,
and then we were like, yeah, that was a terrible movie, huh? And she was like, and I was like, did she see Love Guru and like it?
Was it like a red flag?
No, it's definitely no, certainly not.
Sometimes those things but now are endearing.
Now I'm curious about the Love Guru.
We should all
Do you
watch
have any
it
really guilty pleasures of like movies that you like?
I like Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like Joe Dirt.
Yeah, that's like one of those movies.
I have a new philosophy on this is that like it's just not, it can't be a guilty pleasure. I feel like you have to own it because I have a lot of television shows that like I know nobody else is watching, but I just have to be honest about it.
Yeah, but you can be guilty about it.
Yeah, I kind of got into The Closer and it feels like a guilty pleasure because it's like a middle-aged mom type show.
Yeah.
But it's like
my dad watches.
Yeah,
like
my parents
understand
watch
why they
it.
Like it.
Like my parents got me into it.
That's awesome.
But I totally like it's a fun show.
Sometimes I'm shocked at how much ABC like dramas my mom is watching and not talking about until it comes up. She's like, "Oh, that Once Upon a Time. Yeah, great characters." And I'm "You're watching that?"
My
every
mom
week?
Always watches like NCIS and like Bones and stuff.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of
That's
ABC family
so many
dramas.
I love. I love Degrassi.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, it's so good.
One of my, like, best moments of my life was I was in Toronto with my friends from high school, and I had a friend that lived in Toronto and was friends with Jake Epstein, who played Craig on Degrassi, and we
the
hung out with him for a night.
Head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jew in real life. We hung out with him, and I thought it was, like, the coolest thing ever. It's a really
And he's probably
D-list
a huge
celebrity
in Toronto.
I hope so. That show is great. It tackles the issues.
Yeah. Every episode is another issue. Is school shooting?
Toronto's the sort of place where you can be a celebrity without even trying, you know?
Is it?
Yes.
Expand.
Yes, it is.
Talk more about that, Joey.
I don't know. That's like it's like London where they got, you know, TV stations, but no one's trying to get a TV show in Toronto.
Yeah.
So you just go there and you get your own TV show.
We should all move to Toronto.
Yeah. I went to Toronto for an improv festival, and, like, the TV stations in Canada, there's a bunch of French ones, like, even outside of Quebec. There are so many French stations, and the shows are so weird. Like, they're really... I don't even know how to describe them. There was, like, this talk show with a cross-dressed man. A man cross-dressed as a woman. And they're all speaking French, but they're all, like, yelling at each other. It's like The View.
It's like...
But in French and with a cross dress.
So it's like French person. RuPaul View.
Yeah.
French Drag Race.
Oh, I love drag. I was watching Drag Race on Easter with my family. We all got super
Good
into
show.
Drag Race and watched, like, 3 episodes in a row.
Oh, man. Being French-Canadian must be kind of, like... I don't know. I feel like it's a little unfair. Like... Cool. Maybe that's cool in Canada, but like not so cool in France. I really don't know. I'm assuming that that's the point of view.
Yeah, I don't know. I think French Canadians, I think, are kind of like very French. Like they're extra French.
I think they're as French as
like
actual
French
people.
Yeah.
More French?
They're like I know I think, there's some, not animosity, but they're definitely like, we're better than
It's like they the play kids. It up, because it's like, no, we're really French City, and so they like eat baguettes all the time.
The language they speak is like a really like bastardized version of French.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you guys know a lot of French Canadians?
No, I don't know any
My girlfriend claims her ethnicity is French Canadian.
Does she speak French?
No.
Her ethnicity is Texan.
Yeah, I mean, she's from Texas, but like...
By way of Quebec?
But if you like... yeah, like it goes back to French Canada. I don't know. Huh.
I have some relatives, apparently, that were like Irish, and they went to Canada, and then illegally crossed the border into the U.S.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
My grandmother's was Canadian, so we always, at like Passover Seder, after we do the Israeli national anthem, we sing "O Canada." So weird.
That's weird.
A little bit of both. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Dallas.
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was born in sunny Miami.
You guys were way more interested in Jacksonville.
Actually,
Dallas.
I do want to talk about Dallas because I'm going there in like
Dallas
2 weeks.
Bunch. I dated a girl that lived in Dallas for like 2 years and I visited her.
Wait a minute, Micah. What was her name? Is it...
Say it, Micah.
Her name was Anna.
Oh.
You know any Annas from Dallas?
I knew a Russian girl named Anna.
Same?
I
went to high
school. That's her. No, Dallas is... You like Dallas? Yeah, it's kind of
if you're in your 20s, it's not like the best place.
Did you see that Bravo reality show about single Dallas people dating? What was it called?
Did not.
It was on last year. It was really horrible.
It's really like southern douchebaggy.
It's like it's a business town. Like if you want to be a businessman, like it's a great place. It's a top. It's a top.
You gave
business
up your
city.
Businessman aspirations years ago.
I did. I sold the business cards, though. Steph Cook, businessman.
Then did you go to school in the Midwest or something?
No, I went to the University of Texas at Austin.
Cool. Oh.
And then
Austin's great.
Yeah, Austin's great. And then I moved to Chicago for improv.
Because
I just love improv, y'all.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm from Florida. The sunny state of Florida. I was living in Jacksonville. It's stupid. Everyone hates it. Don't go to Jacksonville ever.
Why?
It's just dumb and nothing to do there, and everyone is dumb. And
is it racist?
It's racist, yeah, totally.
So, like, I went to the panhandle of Florida, and there were, like, Confederate flags everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And
like,
I was
everyone
like,
I went to school with,
where am I?
State, huh?
Yeah, everyone I went to school with, like, wore, like, rebel flag.
Wow.
Belt buckles of school and like, you know, they're all hunt and mud and.
Oh yeah, go mud.
Chewing tobacco was a big thing.
Isn't like the accent, like that colloquial Southern accent? I feel like, do you know Derek Trucks, that musician Derek Trucks?
Mm-mm.
I feel like there's like that Southern accent from Florida that just sounds like it's from 1885.
Yeah, there is kind of like. A Florida Southern accent.
It's like almost a British accent.
It actually, like, Shakespearean English is like the U.S. Southern accent. Like, that's how the British accent was in Shakespeare's times. So, actually, Shakespeare, like, I guess, what, the late 1500s?
So,
early
what, like,
1600s?
Kind of like Cockney accent?
No, like a Southern accent.
It was just
like
so
a
you're
deep
saying
South
Shakespeare's
accent.
Shakespeare's like, accent,
yeah, like the way that Shakespeare's play should be.
Through yonder window, blah blah, what's Remy
like
and
the,
Juliet.
Like the Vampire
way more
Bill
natural.
On True Blood.
I've never watched True Blood.
Oh. Come on,
sorry.
Do an accurate Shakespearean accent.
Yeah, that's good. You
well,
sound.
Do you guys
I thought
have
you
accents that you lost? Do you think?
I didn't. I because Miami definitely doesn't have a Southern accent.
Yeah.
And my family had...
You lost your Cuban accent.
Yeah, I had a Cuban accent.
Are you Cuban?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I meant a Cuban sandwich accent. but my family was all from Miami, like, for, like, 40 years they've been there. And before that, like, my mother's side of the family was from Chicago, and my father's side was from New Jersey. So I kind of, like, they had more of, like, a northern accents. And then we moved to Jacksonville, and there were a bunch of fucking Hicks.
Are your parents still in Jacksonville?
No, my mom lives here now, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. My mom and my sister moved up here, so. Big, happy family.
You guys got out of Jacksonville?
Got out of that shithole.
Steph, did you have a Texan accent?
I swear I do have one. Like, I don't know. I'm sure it's stronger when I'm back home.
Drunk or angry?
Yeah, or like I have a cold and it'll come out. But, I don't know. I guess
Texas doesn't have the big accent.
Yeah,
it's
like
a different accent than the southern accent.
It's like a drawl. It's not really an accent.
Yeah. Do you know Mallory Eyhorn? Mm-hmm. She's my best friend. She's from Austin, and sometimes it is super thick when she gets like really worked up about something.
Yeah.
Or she'll use an adage that like I've never heard before. She sounds like that girl fell off the back of a turnip truck. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
When I first met Vince Portace, he would use like lots of like phrases, and I'd be like, those are great phrases.
Where is he from?
He's from Tennessee, I think, or like Texas. Born in Texas.
He like lived in Texas, so he was like 11 or 12 and then moved to Tennessee.
Yeah.
But he's from like Beaumont or like Houston or something. I don't know.
Okay, now I don't want to start beef, but Vince Portace is a total racist, but I don't want to say why. Anyways, moving on.
I want to go back to that real quick.
We got into it as much as we can, so let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
He's just a racist, and that's the end of it.
Don't hang out with Vince Portace. He's a crazy racist.
Like, racist against, like, everybody, or specifically?
You know who?
Cubans? Jews?
Yeah, Cuban sandwiches.
Cuban sandwiches.
You got pickles, you got pressed pork, ham.
I think we get it, Joey.
Steamed pork? Steamed pork and ham, pickles, mustard.
Cheese? Is there cheese?
Cheese, Swiss cheese. Yeah.
On a Cuban sandwich?
Yeah, on a Cuban bread, pressed, panini style, you know?
I was thinking of a muffaletta sandwich.
No.
Aren't those like those really big sandwiches?
No. They're like kind of like, yeah, they're like Cuban sandwiches, but it's olive spread instead of pickles.
Barf my guts out.
Whoa, Joey.
I'll never go to
You don't like a tapenade, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like they're really good. I don't know what you're talking about, Joey.
I just hate olives.
Black, green, or all?
I mainly hate black. I can stand green.
I can't even.
Joey Dundale's a racist.
You're super racist. Black olives are so much fun. You put them on your fingertips and you just pop them in. If you're
Gag
a child.
Me with a spoon.
Oh, so good.
Gross.
Steph, what is a food that you just will not deal with?
You know what? I thought about this on the way here because I passed a sushi place. I do not like sushi.
Is it the raw fish thing?
I love sushi.
I'm not a big seafood fan anyway, but I thought, you know what? Everyone loves sushi. Yep. I'll try sushi. I can't get into it.
You have to be like,
I think you got to get into seafood. It's so good
have
for you.
Have you ever, like,
so
you know, it's people gross. And everyone's it's like, gross. Let's go get sushi. And you
they
want to like,
do it up fancy with those big boats
and you
got
to, like, suck it up and go. That's what happens to me.
I never want to go to that.
You don't want
to
be the guy that's like, no, let's not go there because everyone's, like, so fucking excited about it.
Yeah.
People and love sharing.
Like, sushi's pretty exciting.
And plus, it's like the social thing. It's like, it'll be fun. I'm going to. And then you want to be the one that'll be like, no, I don't want to fucking go there.
So then
that
you go.
To me.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
get,
if it happens to you.
You get
that
sushi, I'll just get
times.
A teriyaki plate.
Yeah, I think maybe to like get into sushi, you have to start with like, you get like tempura shrimp sushi with like mayonnaise and like eel sauce on it. Just like.
Oh.
Eel sauce is just sweet sauce. It's not made out of eel. It's just what they put on eel.
It's like there's no oysters in oyster sauce.
Eel is great, though. Eel is, like, super sweet. It's great.
Are there
that's
not
one of my
oysters in oyster sauce?
Mm-mm. I just found that out. Mm. I think that's right.
Because there's fish
there's
and fish sauce.
There's definitely fish and fish sauce, yeah. These are things I don't know why I've
fermented
up.
Fish.
Bug juice has real bugs in it.
True fact. Mm-hmm. Blood oranges are made of blood.
Yeah. Pineapples are made out of pine and
pine
apples.
Trees.
Do you have any
apples.
Like foods you will not eat?
Yeah, you're like a million of them. I don't
oh
know
yeah,
I get into it.
Super high
like,
maintenance.
Kind of like I get. It's really embarrassing because I like feel like I have the diet of like a 12-year-old boy.
So true.
And then
it's
I
like you just
so
eat
I try
chicken
to like,
nuggets.
I try to like just keep it to myself and just like try to just.
I feel like
keep my
I
head down and pick stuff off when I.
What's your favorite meal you make at home for yourself?
That'd probably be like a big old breakfast that I would make for hash browns.
Oh, that's good.
Eggs,
I like that.
Some toast, some bacon, like
I go all out, make myself a big breakfast.
Mike has got this like pretty good roommate situation. With he's got a roommate named Bones, yeah, who just makes them really fabulous dinners. Like
Bones, he lives here for free, so he makes
for free and he makes amazing dinners.
Once I ate his guacamole,
can I live here for free?
It was and great guacamole.
I'll just make you enchiladas.
Oh, enchiladas. I love enchiladas.
Put Steph on lunches.
Okay. Yeah.
Steph only knows how to make enchiladas.
That's true. Enchiladas and chili. Ooh. Are the only things I can make.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I've been making some good chili. You know, I was going to say, when I first moved here, I felt like I had a lot of things I wouldn't eat. Like, wouldn't eat, like, mayonnaise or anything white and similar to mayonnaise, like sour cream or, like, cream cheese or mustard I wouldn't eat.
Yogurts?
I'd eat yogurt. I wouldn't eat, like, pickles.
Yeah.
Olives.
You don't like Mediterranean food, I think.
Well, then I became vegetarian, and that's when I got into all the white stuff.
Nice.
Because when you're vegetarian, you need that white stuff on there.
Gotta get them cheeses.
You gotta get that mayonnaise on that sandwich. We got a good joke about mayonnaise on sandwiches. You know, when you're vegetarian, TV Scream show.
Yeah.
See it April 28th, final show, popping off.
You get to see what famous bands we were in.
We were in famous bands. We got farts.
Lots of farts.
We got dicks. Real live.
Got some pineapples.
Simulated dicks.
Do you guys do solo stuff in the show as well, or is it mostly just the two of you?
Yeah, it's the two of us.
It's always the two of us on stage. I don't think either of us ever leaves stage. You leave stage for a little.
Yeah, when I won't ruin it.
Don't
ruin it. Yeah.
But Steph leaves for a hot second.
It's really an experience. You have to experience it. You know.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience.
I mean, it's something that you'll never forget.
I'm gonna go. I've heard really high praise about it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Have you guys performed together on other teams, like big teams?
We went through five B's together.
Oh yeah.
Were you in the same 5B group?
Yeah.
What was your form?
Ooh, it's a good
one. First of all, our team was called Paul and the Family, named after Paul Fleischman.
Who is a friend of ours, who is the older fella in the group.
Yeah.
I didn't know that guy.
Yeah, he was at the Upstairs Gallery on Friday.
Yeah.
He's a real
nice
dude.
He's a nice guy. He's actually on the board of CIF.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
Gilda's Club.
We named after him.
Yeah.
And our form, we had this one form where you start with no one on stage, okay? Whoa. Two people come out to do a scene. When the next people come out, you freeze like you was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Until everyone's frozen on stage, and then everyone unfreezes and starts doing scenes around the frozen people on stage.
Well, it was real changed improv.
It changed improv. And then the other one is, I forget.
I don't even think we figured out what the other one was.
It was like a herald. It was called like the ritual, so we like do it open. It was like... a ritual.
But we never even could understand.
You just do like a montage.
We couldn't explain what a ritual was to each other.
Noah loved it, though.
Did you guys pay for a 5B coach?
Yes, yep. And then he quit.
No, who was it?
And he yelled at us, Jim Carlson. And it was.
Yelled
like,
at you?
People wouldn't show up. Like, five of the 20 people would show up. And he was just like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this.
I think that's not allowed anymore.
Yeah, it was the first one where you couldn't hire a coach anymore. And we were just like, what are we going to do?
How am I going to make a team?
It's like, we got to keep practicing. People want to do like practice like twice a week and stuff.
Oh my God. I think like 5Bs was the first time I was consistently like performing every week. And I remember thinking it was like the most exciting time of my life. Like, it's just so
I remember I had
so much fun.
I had a lot of fun in 5Bs. But I think I was during the summer, and I was just like drinking it up that summer.
Oh yeah!
And we had a 9 p.m. 5B show. Every single one, I was like shitting in the bathroom, hungover, like still hungover at 9 p.m. And I didn't make a team, which was pretty heartbreaking.
But you're on a team now. Yeah. So how does that story go?
The auditions were like a month later. I auditioned.
You made a team?
Yeah.
So,
that's pretty cool.
Steph, you were, after that was late 90s, was out of your 5B group, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then which team were you put on, Joey?
They made the team The Bird and the Bison.
Yeah.
That I was on for a year. It was a great team. I like that team a lot.
John O'Toole's on my team now.
Oh, yeah, John O'Toole's on it. Joe Phillips, Vince Bertacci.
Jill.
Jillian Burfett. Eli Ricks, Dan Richardson. Ed Sanchez Gomez, the world famous Daniel Owens Reed of gay advocacy.
World famous?
Well, she made that blog Lesbians That Look Like Justin Bieber.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good blog.
And then she was like on an MTV show that was like finding the next Twitter jockey.
What?
Oh,
and she got like, she what's got a Twitter she got jockey? Second place.
What's a Twitter jockey?
It was like, we're going to hire you and then you're going to tweet for us.
Like a, it's not a disc jockey. Not a video jockey.
But for tweets.
Twitter jockey. It's a TJ.
I don't know, Twitter jockey.
Yeah, I guess I don't get it. But I don't really, I'm not on Twitter, so I don't.
You got VJs, you got TJs.
But they're giving out songs and videos. This is like giving out people's thoughts.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Which is theirs probably.
Yeah, I think it's just their job to tweet. It was like, you'll earn $100,000 in a 1-year contract and you'll tweet for
Do you guys remember those like TRL VJ competitions?
Do you remember
Jesse?
Oh, Jesse was a cool... But it was like, it was so great because it's so obvious that Dave Holmes is so much more talented.
But you gotta
vote for Jesse because he was the voice of the people.
Oh my God. And then there was Hillary like who got put on One Tree Hill.
What's up?
Do you remember Hillary? She got put on One Tree Hill.
Oh.
That show ended recently.
We didn't have MTV in my house.
One Tree Hill ended recently?
One Tree Hill, I just found out, ended last week.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
How long was
after,
One Tree Hill?
After 45 years on the WB.
Was that Chad guy still on it?
Chad Michael Murray? I don't know.
I remember I saw a preview
for the final One Tree Hill, and I was like, but what?
I was hanging with my sister, and she was like watching that. Like, it was a couple years ago, and I was like, this is a new episode of this show?
I remember we got, as a family, we started watching Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, we started watching it because of that, the Holocaust episode.
Oh, my God.
And so my family, like my parents were like...
Hey, why was that why you started watching it?
I think my parents saw commercials for it and were like, we should as a family, like, watch this.
Did you not know about it?
Oh, no. About the show or about the Holocaust? Oh, no, we did. But it was about like a lady who was a... like an old lady who was a Holocaust survivor.
Oh.
So she like talked about her own experiences in it. So it was like, you know, a special episode of Seventh Heaven.
Totally.
So my parents were like, we should watch this. Like, so we did.
Was it a good episode?
It was pretty good. It was pretty sad, you know?
Yeah.
Because
I think the lady was a real Holocaust survivor.
Oh,
so like the tattoo and everything. Yeah.
The creator of Seventh Heaven is the creator of my, what you would call, guiltiest television pleasure, which is a show on ABC Family called Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh,
I call it Slow Tat for short.
I've seen an episode of it, I think.
If you enjoy the pushing of the right-wing agenda, buzzwords, and bad acting in high school, it's the show for you.
What?
I love it.
Joe Feldman, staunch conservative.
Staunch conservative.
Well, how do they push the right-wing agenda on the show?
Well, like, so much of the show is about sex, and they're all in high school, so, like, when pregnancy happens and someone's, like, thinking of getting rid of it, they will say the word baby, like, 30 times when having the discussion. Like, there's no subtlety to, like, you're killing... I don't know if she should kill her baby. Kill her baby. Kill her baby. Like, over and over again in a scene when you're like, this is gonna fuck up so many teenagers. But I can't stop watching it. And the main girl in it was, like, in an Academy Award-nominated movie, and I don't understand.
Who's that?
That girl from The Descendants, that was like the oldest daughter in The Descendants.
Oh.
Because she's probably on it before she got that.
She was. And she's pretty horrible in it.
Oh.
I'm obsessed with it, though. Come watch it with me on Mondays. I'm so alone in my apartment.
In The Descendants, though.
What?
She's a pretty good actress in The Descendants, though.
I know. I just wish she wouldn't bite her lip so much. It really bugs me.
Kristen Stewart School of Acting.
Yeah. Someone come watch this show with me. Nobody will.
Once I'm in.
Sounds awful. You made it sound terrible.
No, but it's really, I feel like, it's good.
You should.
If you want to, like, get angry. Does it make you, like, angry?
It really just cracks me up.
Oh.
It's just really, like, it does. But now I'm, like, into it.
Sounds like
time.
A guilty pleasure.
But I'm not
exactly
that guilty about
guilty
it.
Pleasure.
Yeah,
a real smart
right.
show that I would really enjoy watching intellectually.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Like, keep your hands off my vagina stuff.
I mean, I've never killed my own baby. You know, I gotta agree with them on that, you know?
Can't kill your baby.
Don't kill your baby.
Okay, listen. Life doesn't start at conception and stuff.
Unfortunately, it does.
If it does on ABC Family.
Okay, I don't know how you can know. I don't want to talk about this. Anyways, once a long time ago, I was a boy. You know, in boyhood.
I was a kid
and I made... I didn't watch Friends. And to this day, I don't like Friends.
What?
But I made... I don't like Friends. I don't like it.
Really made Micah sad.
Dumb. I hate it.
It's so good.
But I saw...
I've seen every episode like 4 times.
Listen, dude, I don't want to hear about it. Listen, I saw a promo, and it was like, Jean-Claude Van Damme will be on a special episode of Friends. And I made my parents tape it for me.
Do you want to know the plot? you see that?
Do you know the plot?
Yeah.
Tell me the plot.
What is it?
Monica's like digging on Jean-Claude Van Damme really hard because they end up on the movie set because Marcel, Ross's monkey, is playing a monkey in this like outbreak style movie. And then Monica's going after Jean-Claude Van Damme really hard, but of course he falls for Rachel. So then Rachel goes out with him being like, no, and then Monica gets mad, but she's like, I'm doing it so that you can go out with him. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme just tries to have a three-way with him.
I think
him.
It's funny you call him Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What do we call him? JCD?
Jean.
JCVD. Did you guys see that movie?
I'm saying JCVD.
Jean.
Jean.
JCVD. Yeah. I heard it was really good.
It's really awesome.
I didn't
what
see it.
Is it?
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme as himself, like pretty much as himself, like a movie star, action movie star, who he's like in, I think it was a bank, like he's stuck in the middle of a bank robbery, and the cops think that he is the culprit, so... He is in this bank with all these hostages while the cops and stuff are negotiating, trying to get him out. It's real good.
Seems like...
Does he bust
TV
out?
TV screams both like JCVD.
I don't remember.
So your parents taped the episode, and was it worth it? Worth the tape?
Probably not.
You don't hear my description? It was.
I don't know. Friends sucks, so probably not.
No, I don't agree that it does.
I never
watched it when I was that age.
No, a lot of people like it. And I'm not.
It's
I never
funny.
Like that's the only
that was
episode
like Thursday
I ever
night
watched.
TV.
And for some reason, I was just like, I want to watch this random show I've never watched because Jean-Claude Van Damme is in it. And I don't think I'd ever even seen a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
He actually, one of the jokes is he tries to have a three-way with Drew Barrymore and Monica.
Oh, brother.
You know, it's probably
like
a little
callback to an earlier Drew Barrymore reference in the episode.
Probably a little above my head.
Oh man.
Micah.
Friends.
Oh, friends. So I want to go back a little to IO stuff. So after Bird and the Bison, what happened?
That team was cut, and I was put on the team Drugs. It was a fun team. I love that team. With Joe Phillips, my girlfriend, Ann Downley, was on it, which is... I had been going out with her for maybe 2 or 3 weeks when both our teams were cut and we were put on the same team.
Were you nervous?
It was so weird. And then we were like a secret couple for like 6 months.
Were you
team.
A secret for those 2 or 3 weeks before?
Yeah.
I remember like, I think
so
only
funny.
Me and Clayton knew about the two of you. And
yeah.
I guess probably Joe Scott probably knew. But like, we're the only people who knew.
I think secret couples is so... strange.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it's not, it wasn't a secret, it was just like, we didn't mention it.
Try to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Did you guys ever bring any of your stuff into your scene work?
I remember there was one scene where we made out during it.
People were like, seems like a lot of chemistry
like,
there.
Weird. Everyone was like, that's weird. They did that scene. No, it was...
And then you're like, guys, we have an announcement.
So far, that team
We're
has...
dating.
We have a baby.
Our relationship has outlasted that team by a while.
I think that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
So then Drugs got cut.
Drugs got cut.
What team are you on pants.com?
Yeah, and that was floated for... I think it was floated for 2 schedules. Put on pants.com.
I love pants.com.
Pants.com is a lot of fun.
You guys had a really good show a couple weeks ago that was like really physical with mm-hmm. You're playing upstairs and Liz Royce's character had killed herself, and you're like running through all the different scenarios for how she could have killed herself, and there was so much like lifting of each other, and like everything was really fast and really supportive, and everyone was on it, and it was like, I was like, yeah, I've never been on a team that can do all of that at once.
I was like, me and Dan Bula were doing this super fun scene where it was like, we were both detectives, like pitching out like ideas of how maybe the murder or suicide happened. And so I pitch out this idea, and they're like, and the other teammates are like creating it on stage. And I was like, didn't think that they were going to actually create this. I was like, a Sasquatch grabbed her by her neck and then like lifted her up.
And they immediately lifted. They were so
like
fast.
Two guys were on each other's shoulders, and some people were lifting up Liz and then like holding her by her neck.
It was so good. It was fun. It was a really good team.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, we're not late 90s.
The late 90s is just won a prestigious award.
World-renowned prestigious
award. World-renowned winning best Herald team in the late 90s.
Yeah.
How long has the late 90s been around then?
I guess now it's been like 2.5 years about.
That's so long. I feel like that's sad, but that's a really long time. Has it been like a...
For a 5B team, for sure. Yeah.
Is that like an ever-changing team, like with different people coming and leaving and coaches and stuff, or has it been consistent?
Well, we've only had one coach the entire time, Craig Euler. People like keep getting hired for Second City and stuff. And then like Eric Christensen moved to St. Louis to have a baby. So we had to replace him. So we have... I think maybe 6 original members, and then...
I think maybe there's been like 15 members or something of late 90s.
Total.
When people go,
maybe
like...
14.
When people get hired for 14. Second City stuff, do they come back to your team, or is it that, like, that's over?
Sometimes. Like, a couple of people have just been, like, they'll get hired for Second City, and then get really busy, either with Second City stuff, or... So it just kind of, like... They don't have as much time.
Yeah.
Those left.
But then, like
that,
a couple
they?
People. Like Angela was gone for like a few months because she was doing a lot of Second City stuff, and like she's like understudied ETC and stuff.
I forgot that John Hartman was on the team.
Yeah, he went on a boat. He was the first one to get hired for Second City.
John Hartman.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think like. Pretty much right out of 5Bs, he was already maybe hired.
In our 5, when we were doing our 5Bs, he was in our 5B group, and he had 2 shows at I.O., like 2 improv shows, and we're like, this guy is way better than us.
Kind of like Shakti's had a run at I.O. while we were doing 5Bs, and Tyler was like still in classes.
and then Angela was doing, she went to like Atlanta for a while to do a show there. And I think now they're both on Turco, so they're both heavy into the Second City stuff.
Who are the newbies? Who are the add-ons?
Well, Scott Nelson is our newest member. He replaced Eric. And then Eric was a newbie. He was actually originally just going to be a sit-in because Scott Moorhead went on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Christensen was just a temporary sit-in, but like we got along so well. And we enjoyed having him on the team, and he enjoyed being on the team. So we kind of asked each other if he could stay on permanently. And then who else?
On the team? Mm-hmm. What about?
Actually, Dan McAvoy was like, but he was added just a few months in because he was like the 5B class after ours, maybe.
Yeah, he was maybe a few. Maybe a couple,
Fubby. Yeah. Well, he came on when Hartman went on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
So he, like, replaced Hartman when Hartman was gone. He's almost an original member anyways.
And then, of course, you got Lisa Lohman, Greg Gay, who aren't on the team anymore.
Yeah, Greg Gay moved to San Jose, and Lisa Lohman is a teacher. So just, like... Late nights were not working at all.
Yeah.
So she left the team.
Sounds like a regular deep schwa, you know.
What a journey.
Yeah.
Journey to the top. Where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm.
the world, you know.
So what's next for the late 90s?
Yeah, oh, man. Where do you go from?
When you get in that weekly slot? Well, that's the question. When you get in that weekly slot?
When are you going to start getting a little takeaway from that door money?
Yeah, when are you getting a little bucks, you
sweet,
know? You
sweet
get $5
money.
A show.
Wait, doesn't everyone get
next
paid?
Year's
Y'all
awards?
Don't get paid?
Okay, I'm about to start a riot.
I don't understand. I mean, we've been getting paid the entire time.
Oh, man. What?
Yeah, you know, pants.com just gets paid off the banner ads. seriously, folks.
What other teams do you guys play with?
I play with A Dozen Red Roses at the Chemically Imbalanced Comedy Theater.
You guys won a lot of money.
We won $8,000.
Yeah. That's how much...
They
beat 90s paid per show.
How much
8,
do you guys win? 500?
500 bucks.
It's not quite 8,000.
Nope.
It was crazy winning 8,000 bucks.
8,000?
Were you there when we won?
Yeah, you acted like a fool.
How else are you supposed to act?
They had it in cash, stacked up in cash.
That's incredible.
It was $8,000 in 20s.
Do you guys just split it or do you use it for team?
It was only
staff?
Me, Phil Meister, and Patrick
so
Rowland were there.
Money on that tournament.
There are only three of you there?
Only three of us were still there. Because
they didn't give the thing
win.
Out to like Sunday night, like 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
So what are you
doing? Are
they doing
that again this year?
I cannot imagine that they would. They must have lost so much money.
Their hats on that shit.
No, man.
I think their thought was like, oh, we'll give too many cash. They'll be buying drinks at the bar.
Yeah, they're like, hey, why don't you guys spend some of that cash at the bar? And we're just like, no. We split it in three ways. Like, someone chauffeured us all to our houses. And we like hid it somewhere in our houses. Mine was in the sock drawer. And so I had like, because you know, and like my roommate Gary is on The Desert and Red Roses, so he got a cut of it. And he like paid me 1 month in when rent was just cash.
That's amazing.
So I had like in my sock drawer like $1,100. And I just used it as like an ATM.
That's amazing.
Why don't you put it in your bank account? Do you have like
do you have a bank account?
You can give them cash.
Yeah. I don't know. I just stuck it in my sock drawer. I don't know.
But what if your apartment caught on fire?
I don't know.
That's what I'd worry about. I'd worry.
I don't know. I don't think it's gonna cut.
Gotta live on the edge sometimes.
Yeah, and plus you know.
Sometimes you need cash and you're buying an ATM, but not by your sock drawer.
And also, I don't want the government to know about it.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Smart.
The government doesn't listen to this podcast, do they?
Definitely not.
I ain't paying taxes on that shit.
Whoa.
Tell you that much.
Good for you, Joey.
I don't pay taxes at all.
So A Dozen Red Roses, and what else?
Quenchers? That's all the improv teams want.
But what about Quenchers?
Oh, yeah, Quenchers. I run a show at Quenchers called Spitballin'. Which I took over from Joe Phillips, which is just every Monday at 8, a bunch of improv teams perform. Sand headlines. And they're
free,
probably,
and there's dollar beers.
Sand's maybe the best improv team I've ever seen.
Sand is the best around.
Sand is great.
Really good popcorn.
Former guests.
Oh, yeah, free popcorn.
Podcast.
With good beers.
With buffalo sauce.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got over 300 beers at Quenchers.
And they have dollar beers on Mondays.
Yeah, dollar
really
beers, Blatz, and Genesee Cream Ale.
And you get free popcorn.
I give out beer dollars, which is a dollar off a beer. You can use it on a $1 beer. It's a free beer.
I used
that
beer dollar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I used that.
Yeah.
One time,
great.
I remember I had a Genesee Cream Ale there once. Never again.
It's
why?
So
I got
bad.
I got
they're
sick
so
the next
bad.
Day.
Oh, why?
They're so
like
bad.
Real gross.
It's just
some weird.
It's like the
beer.
Worst beer. It's like
cream and ale. I feel like just don't mix.
It's kind of like
well,
cream,
it's, cream ale's
soda
great
beer.
When it's a good beer, but it's like they tried to make
like
hams creamy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's a dollar.
It's a dollar. It's terrible.
I think I got a headache like right after I drank it.
Yeah,
it
same
probably
here.
Has like lead in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really Joey, bad. How do people get in touch with you to do shows?
They can just email at me on my web at my web at email address.
Yeah.
Is JoeyDundale@gmail.com.
JoeyDundale@farts.com.
Yeah, farts at yougottabekiddingme.com. just JoeyDundale@gmail.com. I'm always looking for people to perform. I am always behind on booking. I got two teams booked for tomorrow. There's supposed to be four. So if any of you guys want to do a show.
I can maybe do it.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
There you go.
You can do your podcast live on the show.
Oh,
Come on.
Maybe we will go sometime.
Yeah.
Steph, where do you perform?
Oh, what other teams? Just the late 90s right now.
Kill All Comedy.
Yeah.
You guys both run great shows.
Yeah, oh, you should all come to Kill All Comedy first Wednesday of every month at the Upstairs Gallery, which is the best venue in Chicago.
Well, we should talk about it, that I think Kill All Comedy,
June 6th is the date. We're going to have some very awesome people perform, and we're going to record it and make an album of it and give it away for free. So everyone can listen to all the awesome sketch comedy going on in Chicago right now.
Solo stuff.
Cool. I really liked the Kill All Comedy with when Gary Richardson went on a blind date.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I really wanted to interject so many times in his conversation to be like, don't talk about that. Talk about this.
Yeah, that was your
Sell
friend,
yourself.
Right?
Oh, it was like a girl from a girl. I didn't know her. It was through many different
channels.
It
was so bad for that girl. Did she have a good time?
I don't know.
That was great.
I think she was a good sport.
She was. It was, I think it was
so
the best
fun watching Gary date.
Yeah.
What a revealing
I can imagine.
Moment.
That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like it was exactly what Gary would have been like on a date. Man, this has been Gary talk lately.
Oh, man.
He's so important of us.
Speaking of popcorn and speaking of the Upstairs Gallery, I'm trying to get a campaign started to get a popcorn maker at the Upstairs Gallery.
Oh, yeah.
Would that just put that place over the top?
I was just thinking.
Yeah, that would be really a good idea.
I saw one at Best Buy. It was just like a little one.
How much?
Little.
Yeah, they're mini.
It was a little one. I think
a little one?
I bet it was probably like $100 or something.
Okay, I'm going to do some online shopping today. I'm going to print out a picture of the one I want. I'm going to put up the price. And I'm going to start my own donation basket at the Upstairs Gallery.
Okay, what...
Don't pay for admission. Put your money into the popcorn.
Yeah, like it's not already donations.
And then I'm gonna give it to. And then I'm gonna give it to them. Like I did some great thing. That popcorn maker is gonna make them even more money.
It's like it's probably even like illegal for them to have a popcorn maker.
They get like a $800 ticket.
That should be, like, hidden in the office.
They should totally sell snacks. I was thinking about, like, a little bagel stand up there.
They can't.
Fun.
You see, the problem is I think they can't sell stuff. So just have them out and then have a donation
Donations.
Thing.
It's all donations.
I believe in the goodness of people's heart.
I think they just got
to
get
like
it.
I think you should.
You know?
I hate when they put out the popcorn and then you go, $2, suggest a donation. Just put it out and then put out the basket. People eat the popcorn and then they'll be happy and then they'll put money in there.
I feel like when... there's not an amount suggested, people will either, like, if they're not gonna donate, maybe they'll give a dollar or whatever, but some people will be like, you know what, I'm gonna help out, I'll put in a 10.
Exactly.
Or put in a 20.
Totally. You have, like, a couple of people, everyone will just throw a dollar in, and then, like, a couple of people will throw in a 10.
Yeah.
And it balances out that you'll get more money that way.
My,
I 100% agree.
My friend, she's a farmer in California, and she said there's, like, she was driving down the road and saw some farm stand that was, like, totally unattended that just had produce out and a little cash box and was like, take what you want and just give what you think you should.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was, like, total just trust system. Yeah. Northern California.
Panera Bread is opening these cafes that the whole cafe does that.
It's incredible.
It's like you can go in there and just order whatever you want.
It's encouraging people to be better humans.
I'm excited about having to not pay Panera's ridiculous prices.
Yeah. They're not going to open one around here.
Was it like Sting or something? Like some, or Bon Jovi. I think it's Bon Jovi opened a restaurant that like it's all donations.
You're right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, for free or, you know, you should donate.
Yeah.
Let's be nice.
You just open in the rich part of town, you know.
I feel like the rich people will not donate.
How about musicians that open tea houses?
What's up?
Musicians that have opened tea houses?
I don't know.
Moby, Billy Corgan.
Oh, man.
I want tea house types with their bald heads.
The bald heads and their teas. Get out of here.
Who was in New York has the ping pong bar?
Susan Sarandon. And her boyfriend and her young boyfriend.
Like Susan Sarandon, you go there and you play ping pong?
Good for her.
Yeah, get it, woman. She looked good.
She's like 65 or something?
Yeah.
Was Susan Sarandon in Hot Rod?
Yes, she was a mom in Hot Rod.
I love Hot Rod.
Yeah, that movie's...
Is that the Andy
That's not a guilty pleasure. I It's surprisingly one of my favorite movies.
That movie and Brother Solomon is like shockingly good.
I saw Brother Solomon. Was super. I think I was expecting it to be good. I was super disappointed.
There's
definitely super funny parts.
Bad.
Did Odenkirk write that movie?
Odenkirk directed it. And Will Forte wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Not as good as The Love Guru.
There's a great joke in it. I'm gonna explain this joke on the radio.
Yeah.
They're like practicing like diapers, like putting on diapers. And so the joke is that Will Forte puts nice things in the diapers to like make him like have positive imagery associated with changing diapers. So it's like candy, you know, and like, ooh, tickets to a baseball game. And then he opens the diaper the last time and there's a dead bird. And he's like, it's not always going to be like fun and games, changing diaper.
Remember the episode of Frasier when Niles had the flower baby? You guys watch Frasier?
No, I hated it.
Never,
that show.
I hated
what?
It.
Frasier's so good.
I couldn't watch that show.
Guys, it's good. The flower baby
so
episode
far
is
away
great.
From
kind of like I like a colloquial Southern accent. I hate that Boston Brahmin thing. I hate when people from East Coast have British accents.
Yeah, that's like a thing. What is it? Bi-Atlantic? There's some name for it. And it is like an aristocratic.
Like, we've been here since the Mayflower.
Yeah. But no,
what?
That's a great
the
show.
The Famous.
Really
I remember that show. Man, I could goof on that show all day. Life's of the Rich and Famous.
Goof on it.
Oh, this house is fancy. Nah, dude, not that fancy.
I'm Robert Lee. You can do the best Robert Leach.
Robert Leach.
Of the rich and
I'm Robert Leach.
Made completely of diamonds.
Oh, made of diamonds.
Joe's might have been the best.
Made of diamonds. I'm really
I don't know what he sounds
terrible
like, really.
At accents.
Oh, yeah, guys, this is a fun game to play with Steph, is you give her an accent, she tries to do it.
I do this with Gary. It gives him a lot of anxiety.
All right.
An Irish accent.
Irish, okay. You've got to get some beer.
Okay, do a French accent.
Hi, we've got to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Do a Russian accent.
Okay. Yes, we're fighting in World War II.
I've got to do a German accent.
We're fighting in World War. No, I can't do Russian.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
Russian is
oh my god. That's so good, Steph.
That's awesome.
I wrote a part to the TV script show where that was a thing where the audience had to give suggestions of accents and stuff had to do.
I like that you're up for it though.
Yeah.
Down to try. Joey, do you do accents?
I guess I could do accents. Let's
do a Russian accent.
What's a Russian like?
I think Russian
like
more like sound like this.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking vodka. Vodka.
Please, more vodka.
TV screams. There.
We need some more vodka.
Who's your dialect coach, you guys?
I'm doing it in a British accent. Oi, mate, how you doing?
Do you like a Liverpool accent, like John Lennon?
We're the Beatles.
We're the Beatles.
Good.
Beatles
see,
accent.
My grandpa was from Liverpool.
We've been for several years.
Say
love.
Yeah.
Oh.
Say love instead of love. Love.
Love. How are you, love?
Yeah. That's pretty good Beatles.
Very good.
Do
German
like a,
accent.
Yeah, German. Do like an Eastern European accent.
Mm-hmm. It's a me, a Borat.
Perfect.
I wanted to do a Give Me Five, like it was gonna be like Borat's cousin. But it's like just a Borat impression.
Borat's cousin.
It's me, Borat's cousin.
It's kind of like my own take on the whole thing. Bear with me, guys.
Or then there was like beach Borat. So like, it's me, Borat at the beach.
What if you just said, or you're like, it's me, Ali G's cousin. Like you just did all of his characters.
All you saw is me, Ali G, respect.
right, you guys.
Did we TV
miss
screams?
Yeah, did we miss midnight? Any of the things you do?
April.
So Kill All Comedy, please
Kill All
come.
Comedy. Please come. Punchers on Mondays. The late 90s, pants.com.
We got, I mean, we got big Kill All Comedy plans. I think, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to start being a TV Screams venture.
Yeah.
We're going to start releasing a new TV Screams video every month at Kill All Comedy. Mm-hmm.
So that's what TV Screams is doing after this. Do you guys have any other plans for shows?
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to do... Should we say what?
Yeah, sure. We have plans. We're going to release an album of some sort.
Great.
Yeah, probably maybe do a 7-inch first stuff.
Yeah, maybe work on another show, you know. Start doing some videos. TVStreams.com coming soon. There's a placeholder image up there.
Nice.
Going to put our videos up there. Our thoughts about the American dream.
Our reinterpretations of Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Slow
American
Tat.
American Screams.
Slow Tat. Come watch that with me, someone.
And maybe somebody will see the show and we'll extend you guys an
IO. That'd be wonderful. I hope this goes up
maybe.
In time.
I'm going to go see it the last week. I can't go next week.
Yeah, right. Everyone says they're going to come next week and then they don't.
That last Saturday, I'm going to be in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. For what?
A wedding. Dallas of Fort Worth. The Fort Worth Botanical Gardens. I think I fly to Dallas.
Oh, nice.
Totally.
Nice. Fly DFW.
Be a groom's wench.
Cool.
What you got going on, Micah?
DMNK is doing a run at Upstairs Gallery this month on Saturday nights at 8. Counterproductive Lover at CIC. Meridian at IO.
Starting, Micah.
Sorry, out of character every Friday at the playground. What do you got going on, Joe?
Sports team at IO, the Lady Screams at the playground, and we have a 1-year anniversary show at the playground on April 20th. Yeah. Baby Wants Candy Fridays at the Apollo Theater at 10:30. Feldmanowski, this podcast.
Poor choices, right?
I just did a poor choices, so yeah, I think we're going to have a crossover. And the team I coach just had their first show, and they're called the Tanners, and they're awesome.
Yeah, I saw that show. It was really good.
They're really wonderful.
They were high energy.
Also, TV Screams does Holy Fuck Comedy every...
Oh, yeah, every Friday.
Friday.
I do, yeah. Holy Fuck Comedy every Friday at midnight at The Annoyance. It's free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come soon. You might see our TV Screams alternate personas, PP Screams.
Yeah.
Nice.
All PP and poo poo related comedy.
So someone's got to do it.
For the junior high kids. Cool. Thanks for
Joey.
Listening.
Thanks, Steph.
Thanks for
Send
listening.
Send us an email at anotherpodcastpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out at anotherpodcastpodcast.com. Check us out at Stitcher Smart Radio. Download the app. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Check out my show, my radio show, Fearless Radio. You got to get this song out of your head.
Check out Howard Stern. Happening?